Railroad companies have been among the best performing stocks on Wall Street this month, not just conservative investments any longer, but trendy, since Warren Buffett announced he's buying the nation's second largest railroad, Burlington Northern Santa Fe. Now, if the $44 billion deal is approved by regulators and stockholders, it would be the largest acquisition ever for Mr. Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Holding Company. Led a lot of other investors to take another look at railroads. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
In some ways, Buffett's acquisition of Burlington Northern Santa Fe conjures up an image of a long-gone era, one of the country's wealthiest men running one of the country's largest railroads. In reality, Buffett's business holdings are far more diversified than those of the Vanderbilts or other railroad barons during the Gilded Age. Still, economists say his decision to take full control of a railroad suggests Buffett sees new potential in an old form of technology.
We know that he's a very shrewd investor, and so I do think that there's an element of back to the future.
UCLA economist Matthew Kahn says Buffett's action is one of a number of signs that freight railroads are in a resurgence. While they may have been thought of as passé in the 1960s and 70s, they're now playing a vital role in the transportation system, especially the retail supply chain. The most common things that trains carry these days are those large, stackable steel containers, often filled with imported goods that come to the U.S. by ship, then ride the rails most of the way to your local big-box chain store. Buffett by no means is the first investor to recognize the role of containerized consumer goods in sparking a rail renaissance, but Kahn says Buffett is the most prominent.
To me, a sign of genius is when, after the fact, you say to yourself like Homer Simpson, "Doh." In this case, ex post, it makes perfect sense, but to his credit, he sees the day.
Industry analysts say the deal also might signal Buffett's take on the nation's energy future. Another thing railroads carry besides consumer goods is coal, the topic of much deliberation in Washington, as Congress considers measures designed to reduce carbon emissions. Critics of the legislation predict it could kill the coal industry. But Anthony Hatch, an independent railroad analyst, says Buffett's investment may signal that the multibillionaire is more optimistic about coal's future.
Warren Buffett does his due diligence, and he has come, it would appear, to the conclusion that efforts to curtail the coal transportation are not as dire as we had been thinking, and he probably also believes he could help influence the debate.
On the other hand, even if the coal business suffers, Buffett could be betting that the railroad industry is well positioned to thrive. The industry boasts that a train can move a ton of freight more than 400 miles on a gallon of fuel, and Morningstar stock analyst Keith Schoonmaker says that could become important in a green economy.
Any sort of regulation that's penalizing emissions is probably going to favor rail over any other mode of transportation, so that may actually tilt the balance favoring rail over trucking, for example. We think there will come a day when we sort of chuckle that we used to ship goods across the country by truck, that's so nonsensical in a day of efficient railroading.
In the week since the deal was announced, Burlington Northern Santa Fe's stock is up almost 30%, while its major competitors, Union Pacific, CSX, and Norfolk Southern, each rose more than 10%. University of Dayton business professor Mike Gorman writes some of that off as a halo effect from Buffett's purchase. But he says railroads remain a good long-term investment.
The growth prospects are good. Return on investment is improving. And as railroads continue to become more competitive with truck and get higher rates from shippers, they can afford to expand.
Buffett already owns about a quarter of Burlington Northern Santa Fe, but his acquisition of the rest of the company is a somewhat unusual one for the 79-year-old investor. He paid a high price. Some analysts say he vastly overpaid. And he's uncharacteristically taking on debt to do it, underscoring Buffett's enthusiasm for a deal that he himself has referred to as an all-in wager on the American economy. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
And you can see exactly how far the Burlington Rail Network stretches across the U.S. on our website, npr.org.